One of my favorite organizations, the Illinois Policy Institute, has teamed up with New York-based Manhattan Institute's Doug Schoen, and they've polled Illinoisans, and they, you know, wanted to get our ideas and our thoughts on the state of the state, and voters just aren't very happy. And here to talk with us more about this from the Illinois Policy Institute is their government reform policy analyst, Mark Cavers. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. So how did, what made you guys want to team up with, you know, another polling institute?
Yeah, well, one of the great things about this is we were able to team up with the Manhattan Institute out of New York and Doug Schoen, who's a nationally renowned pollster. Mm-hmm. We were able to do a national poll as well as in select states like Illinois, where we did 400 likely voters from across the state.
And Doug Schoen is a Democratic campaign strategist. So, you know, one thing that I like about you guys at the Illinois Policy Institute is that you are bipartisan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're not here to try and get a certain message out. We want to find out truly what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. So then we can figure out where elected officials go from there.
Right.
So the point of the poll was to get, you know, a mood of Illinois, what people are thinking, and we have three big takeaways from that. First of all, people are really down on the economy. They see the jobless numbers up, and they say the state and the economy are headed in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Secondly, people know that we have a budget crisis, and they know that we have a pension crisis. So they hear on the news, and they see that we have $86 billion in pension liabilities, and they know that's a problem.
Okay.
And then third and related, they see all these problems, both with the economy, the budget, and the pensions, and they don't see our elected officials acting. So voters are really upset, are really mad, because they don't see our elected officials doing anything.
And ultimately are blaming lawmakers for our state's financial woes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most fascinating points in our poll is we asked people, who do you blame or what do you blame for the crisis today? And a majority of people, over 50%, said that it was the elected officials' fault. So it's not the economy. It's not enough taxes. Not other states outperforming us. It's our elected officials making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it is very frustrating. Why don't we dive down a little bit more in some of these results, in some of these poll results. I know you gave us the three key ones, and I will be posting on our Facebook page where you can read the whole poll. But for those of you who have good memory, it's illinoispolicy.org/sept. As in September, shortened version of September 2011 poll. So that's pretty easy to remember. 70% of those in the state are familiar with the state pension crisis. So that's a how many people were surveyed? Do you know?
So we surveyed 400 people, Republicans, okay. Democrats, liberals, conservatives, people from across the state.
Okay.
And what that tells us is people know there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And then we asked them a follow-up on question. So you accept, you know, you're aware that there's a pension crisis. And we asked them, do you support giving public employees the option of choosing between a defined contribution plan, which is what most people in the private sector have, mm-hmm. and what they have today, the defined benefit plan?
Mm-hmm.
And the same number of people, 70%, said they support that. And
really?
And that essentially is the Senate Bill 512. Which our legislators talked about doing in the spring, but they punted on. So here we're seeing the overwhelming majority of people know there's a problem, and they support the reform that's out there, but our elected officials aren't doing anything about it. They're just kicking it down the road.
So Senate Bill 512, was it completely voted down? Is there a possibility here with the fall session that it'll be brought back up?
Yeah, great. They actually didn't vote on it. So they talked about it, and they passed it out of committee, and then it just never got voted on the House floor because they didn't think they had the numbers for it. Mm-hmm. So they said they're going to come back and do it this veto session. Now, mm-hmm. whether or not they actually do that, we'll see. And clearly, you know, the public wants them to come back and do that.
And do something about it. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we know, and I think, I don't know if you guys asked a question like this. I think most Illinoisans want those who have been under this pension umbrella to be able to get what they've been promised. You know, look, the state promised them certain things, and they should get it, but we know that moving forward, there has to be some change.
Yeah, and that's 100% right, and the path we're on right now isn't sustainable.
Right.
So what we're talking about is making changes for future benefits earned, not for retirees and not for anything that's earned to date. So it's like you're saying, we made promises, we're willing to keep those, But moving forward, something has to change.
Okay. Well, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the results that you got on reducing or eliminating certain state services, also on, you know, what people thought about, what people think about raising the state's sales income or other taxes. And when we come back, we'll get those results. And also, an unrelated poll that recently came out about Illinois in business. So we'll talk more with Mark Cavers. He is the government reform policy analyst for the Illinois Policy Institute next on Connect FM. A talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM or 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 213. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And our guest is the government reform policy analyst for the Illinois Policy Institute, which you can find at illinoispolicy.org, Mark Cavers. And we're talking about a poll that they did in, what's the word I'm looking for, in cooperation with New York-based Manhattan Institute. Doug Schoen is a highly regarded pollster and Democratic campaign strategist. And so he, along with you guys, conducted this poll of Illinoisans to see what we think about the state. And most of us are not happy with lawmakers for not taking action, correct?
That's absolutely right. People realize there's a problem, and they just see our elected officials going home for the summer break and not dealing with these things.
And not dealing with the big, big issues, including pensions and all of that. So I think what was great about the poll is that Illinoisans realize that, hey, we've got an issue here, and somebody's got to do something about it.
Yeah, and they're, you know, tired of these quick fixes. We talked to people, you know, do you support the tax hike? And 7 out of 10 people still are opposed to that tax hike. The lame duck one passed the middle of the night before the new Congress was signed, sworn in. And people asked, you know, would you be willing, or we asked, would you be willing to see services lowered if it meant we get deficit reduction? And people said, yeah. So people are tired of just kicking the can down the road and getting quick Band-Aid fixes. They want structural changes to spending and a clear path forward and a plan and a vision for turning our state around.
Well, and the results of the way things have been going here for decades, you know, it's finally, you know, coming home to roost in an unrelated survey that I just saw released, this by Development Counselors International, or DCI, which is another New York-based marketing firm, out of a survey of 322 company executives who ranked the 50 states as either good or bad for business. Illinois ranked as the third worst state in the country.
Yes.
And executives who participated in the survey said the bottom three states, so we're right behind New York and California, and the bottom three states earned their poor rankings because of taxes and too much regulation.
Yeah, and it's these kind of things that people know intuitively, and they see in the news businesses leaving, or you see Governor Quinn running around giving out tax credits to businesses trying to convince them to stay. And what we find with our poll and in that poll is what you have to change is the environment. Instead of handing out giveaways or tax credits to one company, you need to lower the overall burden, like you said, regulations and taxes. And that's what people said. 70% of people in our poll said they want to see lower tax rates. And that's the kind of thing that are going to bring these businesses back and move us up the ranking in that another job.
Right, in other job polls and opportunities. Now, wait a minute, though. Did you guys ask these guys, well, what are you willing to do about it to turn this around? I mean, it seems like, you know, some of these guys have been in there for an awful long time. They keep getting voted in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, so we're talking to voters, and the biggest discrepancy we see here is between the voters who are saying, do something now. Mm-hmm. And these elected officials who, like you say, have been in for two decades and think, you know, this is just run-of-the-mill. People are upset. It'll blow over. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing things like the tax hike. It's 9 months later, and people are still upset about it. Mm-hmm. 85% of people, over 8 out of 10 people, think that the way we're dealing with our budget mess isn't working. Mm-hmm. So this isn't something that elected officials can just sweep under the rug. They need, and people are going to demand structural changes to pensions, to the budget, to spending.
And another question that you guys asked in your poll was, do you think government is efficient? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, this is a fascinating point because it gets beyond the, you know, is government too big, too small? Are they, you know, what the role of government is? It's just, is government working? And 3/4 of people say government is inefficient. And it's fascinating because with this poll and with the Manhattan Institute, we were able to look at other states as well. and people in Indiana, only 16% think that their government is inefficient.
Wow.
So the contrast is just baffling, that so many people in Illinois who have passing interactions with the government think it doesn't work or it's inefficient.
And did you get a comparison? What do people think in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, it was about 40% of people that think the government is inefficient, but still, like, it's, you know, twice as many people here in Illinois think our government is inefficient.
Wow.
And then that carries over to a lot of the other things, like 3/4 of people think we're headed in the wrong direction, while a majority of people in Wisconsin and Indiana think their states are headed in the right direction.
Mm. Yeah, because we're not doing anything. I mean, we're not doing anything to change the status quo.
No, and then you have businesses leaving and going to other states, and you have our pension liabilities building up more and more because elected officials are afraid to deal with these things.
What is there any hope that this is ever going to turn around, or is this, you know, a decade-long process to try to fix the problem?
Well, I think the hope comes from the poll because it tells us that the people know what the problem is, and they're engaged. And, you know, 70% of people know that we have a pension crisis, where 5 or 6 years ago when you're talking about that, no one knows what you're saying.
Okay.
So
people don't even know what a pension is.
Yeah, but now people are engaged, and I think that's the first step. And now we just need to pressure our lawmakers to follow our lead.
But the Democrats will still get, you know, elected and control this state. I mean, how is that ever going to change?
Well, I think these, like, people's policies are changing. And if you look at the things over time, like an issue like spending caps, 3 years ago, even with a Democrat legislator, that was unheard of. And at the beginning of the year, they passed, although very weak spending caps, they passed spending caps. So over time, these things move from crazy, impossible, to mainstream. Mm-hmm. And people understand this is what needs to be done, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Right. So it's about the people of the state putting the pressure on the legislators, no matter what party, to do what's right for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. And do what's right for the families and the people who are looking for jobs and want to stay here and grow their families and their businesses here.
Do we have to secede from Chicago in order to get this done?
No, I don't think
probably.
So. Because
yes. I mean, you hear that all the time, but it just seems like most of our governors, all of our governors, who end up getting elected have to have strong ties to Chicago.
They do.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true, but I think our poll shows that people across the state know that policies aren't working. And at some point, you know, it's just math that we need to reform the pensions.
All
we
right.
We need to cut spending.
You know, my husband, we were visiting with people from California last week, and they were just talking about their business owners, and they were talking about how expensive it is to have a business in California. And it was really an eye-opening conversation, many of them we had, about what it will be like for businesses, you know, in Illinois in the coming years, and how really Illinois businesses are looking at California as just what we have to look forward to, and it's very scary.
Yeah, and it's sad because, you know, the money that businesses then have to send in taxes or pay for to get past regulations is money they can't use to hire people. And we lost the most jobs in any state in July, and that's not going to change if businesses have to pay more in taxes and they have to pay more to get through government red tape.
I've been hearing rumors, too, because, you know, we're not too far from the Indiana border here. And I've heard some very reputable companies here that, you know, they're set up here. Our community benefits from the fact that they're here. There's consideration of just setting up what's called kind of like a mini Danville, or what are they calling it, like a little Danville or something, just on the other side of the border. And just go ahead and put their business there and set up shop there so that they don't have to pay the taxes here. So, I mean, at some point, unemployment's already the highest in the nation right here at 9.9%. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, and people realize that, and we should be inviting these job creators into Illinois instead of scaring them off. And that's, you know, what our poll says people know. 70% of people say we shouldn't raise taxes. So it's just getting that message to our elected officials.
Did you happen to do a poll on what people think about Governor Quinn in China right now?
No, we didn't.
That's for the next time. All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us. Mark Cavers, government reform policy analyst for the Illinois Policy Institute. And you can check out this poll for yourself by going to illinoispolicy.org. I get that right?
Yep, that's right, illinoispolicy.org.
All right. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.